Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Welcome. It's another episode of Peep Game Fantasy Football. I'm going to go over who to start and who to bench for all of Sunday's games. So look, we're not going to waste a lot of time. I'm going to get right into it. First game, the Patriots versus the Steelers. As far as the Patriots, Damian Harris is not playing, so I guess you can start Ramondre Stevenson as an RB2. Everybody else on the Patriots, I will not start. On the Steelers side, you start Najee Harris. He said he's good to go. If you do have Najee, I suggest you get Jalen Warren off the waiver wire just in case, because we know he's dealing with that foot issue. I start Deontay Johnson, and I start Pat Freiermuth. I can see him being a tight end one. He had double-digit targets in week one when they played the Bengals. Next game, Carolina versus the Giants. I start Christian McCaffrey. He's an RB1. I start DJ Moore. He'd be an RB2. And that would be WR2. And that would be it on the Panthers side. On the Giants side, Saquon Barkley would be an RB1. And I don't know, if you want to start Sterling separate in your flex, I could see that. But there's not many options as far as fantasy between Carolina and the Giants. Next game, the New York Jets versus the Cleveland Browns. On the Jets side, I start Michael Carter. He'll be a RB2/RB3. Elijah Moore, he'll be a WR3/flex. And that would be it on the Jets side. On the Browns side, Nick Chubb would be a RB1. Kareem Hunt would be a RB2. And That would be it. I really don't want to start Amari Cooper, and I know Donovan Peoples had a lot of targets week one, but I just don't trust Jacoby Brissett. Next game, the Indianapolis Colts versus Jacksonville Jaguars. As far as the Colts, Matt Ryan, you could string Matt Ryan in this matchup, especially if you're a Dak Prescott owner and you lost him. Jonathan Taylor is a RB1. Now, Michael Pittman Jr. is questionable. I think he's dealing with a quad issue. If he plays, he's a WR1. We got to check the updated report come Sunday morning. And Nyheim Hines, he's a RB3 for that matchup. On the Jacksonville side, I start James Robinson. He'd be more of a RB2/RB3. Same thing for Travis Etienne. I start Christian Kirk. He'll be a WR2. And that would be it. Dolphins versus the Ravens. On the Dolphins side, I start Tyreek Hill. He's a WR1. Jalen Waddle, he's a WR2. Chase Edmonds, he'll be a RB2/RB3. On the Ravens side, Lamar Jackson, he's a QB1. We hear that J.K. Dobbins has a good chance to play this week, but I wouldn't start him. I would wait and see how many opportunities he get coming off that torn ACL. I'll start Rashad Bateman. He's a WR2/WR3. And if you got multiple flex spots on your fantasy team, I'll start Devin Duvernay. He's a flex receiver this weekend. Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the New Orleans Saints. On the Tampa side, if you have to, I would start Tom Brady, even though Tom Brady is 0-4 against the Saints. They know how to play Tampa Bay in that scheme. Now, we got a lot of players with Tampa Bay that's questionable, like Leonard Fournette, but I think he will play. And then Mike Evans and Julio Jones came back to practice. Mike Evans, even though we know he has a tough go every time he faces Lattimore with the Saints, I would have Mike Evans as a WR2. Julio would be a WR3. And like I said, Leonard Fournette, he would be a... I say Leonard Fournette be an RB2 for this matchup. On the Saints side, we don't know if Alvin Kamara is playing. He didn't practice today or yesterday. He might not play. If so, they're going to have to start Mark Ingram. I wouldn't start Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram is more so of a RB3, if anything. I would start Mike Thomas. He'd be a WR2. And Jarvis Landry would be a flex. On the Commanders versus the Lions, on the Commander side, I would start Carson Wentz. He's a QB2, but he has potential to put up QB1 numbers this week. I would start Terry McLaurin. He's a WR2. I would start Curtis Samuel. He's a WR3. And Jahan Dotson is a WR3/flex. Antonio Gibson is a RB2 for the Commanders. On the Detroit Lions side, we don't know if DeAndre Swift is playing. He's questionable. He hasn't practiced all of this week. If so, he will be a RB1. If not, and Jamal Williams is a starting running back for Detroit, I say that Jamal Williams could be a RB1 this week. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a WR2, but can't put up WR1 numbers in this matchup. And DJ Chark is a WR3. TJ Hockenson, even though I'm not really feeling TJ Hockenson this year, but based off of how weak the tight ends are in the league, TJ Hockenson would be a tight end one. Next matchup, Seattle Seahawks versus the 49ers. On the Seattle side, I really don't know who to start. I mean, you can start DK Metcalf. He'd be a WR2/WR3. Same thing for Tyler Lockett, but I don't have a lot of confidence in either one of them this week. Rashad Penny is a RB2, but Kenneth Walker, I think he's playing this week, so that might limit some of the opportunities for Rashad Penny. And that's about it on the Seattle side. On the 49ers side, I start Trey Lance. Hopefully he'll have a better week than what he had last week. I would start Jeff Wilson. You know, he's taking the role that Elijah Mitchell left behind with him being injured. He's a RB2/RB3. Deebo Samuels is a WR1. Brandon Ayuk, he's more so of a WR3 flex. And George Kittle returned back to practice today. If he does play on Sunday, George Kittle is a tight end one. Next game, the Atlanta Falcons versus the Rams on the Atlanta side. It's a tough matchup, but I'll start Cordell Patterson. He'll be an RB2. Based off of volume, because Damian Williams is not playing. Kyle Pitts, we know he had a terrible week 1, but he's still a tight end one for this matchup. And Drake London. Drake London is more so of a WR2/WR3. On the Rams side, Matt Stafford is a QB1. We believe that Darrell Henderson will be starting again for the Rams. He's a RB2 this week against the Falcons. Of course, Cooper Kupp is a WR1. And Allen Robinson, we know he had a dud week 1 against Buffalo. I'm going to give him one more side and say that Allen Robinson is more so of a WR2/WR3. Next game, the Arizona Cardinals versus the Las Vegas Raiders. On the Arizona side, Kyler Murray is a QB1. James Conner, he's a RB1. Marquise Hollywood Brown is a WR2, and Zach Ertz could be a streaming tight end this week. I can see if he gets more opportunities, because he was limited for our snaps week 1, he could be a tight end one on this matchup. And a deep sleeper is Greg Dortch for the Arizona Cardinals. He got 9 targets last week, and we know that we know that they're dealing with some injuries. We know that D-Hop is suspended. And also, Rondale is also not playing this week once again, dealing with the hamstring. On the Raiders side, I think Derek Carr is a QB1. Devontae Adams is a WR1. Josh Jacobs is a RB2. Darren Waller is a tight end 1. And Hunter Renfrow is a WR2/WR3. Next matchup, Houston Texans versus the Denver Broncos. On the Texans side, I would start Brandon Cooks. He's a WR2. And hey, look like old Sexy Rexy is right now just starting to running back for the Houston Texans. I'll have him as a RB2/RB3, and that's about it for the Texans. On the Broncos side, Russell Wilson, he's a QB1. Javonte Williams is a RB1. Melvin Gordon is a RB2/RB3. Cortland Sutton is a WR2, and Jerry Jeudy is also a WR2. Next matchup, Cincinnati Bengals versus the Dallas Cowboys. On the Bengals side, Joe Burrow is a QB1. Jamar Chase is a WR1. Joe Mixon is a RB1. If T. Higgins plays, he's a WR2. He's questionable right now, so we have to wait and see. If not, Tyler Boyd, who I have as a WR3, he will move up to be a WR2 if Higgins doesn't play. On the Cowboys side, they got to start Cooper Russ. I really would not want to start no Cowboys this week if I had it my way. But if you got to, as far as draft capital, Ezekiel Elliott would be a RB2/RB3. CeeDee Lamb would be a WR2. And Dalton Schultz would be a tight end one, because I think that he would at least get some catches in this Cowboys offense. Next game, Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers. On the Bears side, David Montgomery, he's a RB2. Darnell Mooney, we know he had a bad week one. He's more so of a WR2/WR3. And that's about it. I would not start Khalil Herbert. On Green Bay side, Aaron Rodgers, he always tells people that he owns the Chicago Bears. Hopefully this is a bounce back game for him. I would say Aaron Rodgers would be a QB1 this week, and Aaron Jones, RB1, and A.J. Dillon, a RB2. And if you have to stream Robert Tonyan as a tight end, I wouldn't mind that this week versus the Chicago Bears. Next matchup, Tennessee Titans versus the Buffalo Bills. On the Tennessee side, probably the best thing to do, Derrick Henry, he's a RB1, even in that tough matchup against Buffalo. I wouldn't want to start none of the receivers, no Treylon Burks, no Robert Woods, no Kyle Phillips. So really just Derrick Henry on the Tennessee side. On the Buffalo side, Josh Allen is a QB1. Stephon Diggs is a WR1. Gabriel Davis is a WR2. I wouldn't want to start Jamison Crowder or Isaiah McKenzie in this matchup. And Devin Singletary, if he could get more volume this week, he's more of a RB3. Next matchup, the Minnesota Vikings versus the Philadelphia Eagles. That is a Monday night. It's two Monday nights this week, y'all, so make sure y'all keep that in mind. On the Minnesota side, Kirk Cousins, I got him as being a QB1, even though he sucks in primetime games. Justin Jefferson is a WR1. Dalvin Cook is a RB1. Adam Thielen is a RB2/RB3. WR2/WR3. On the Eagles side, Jalen Hurts will be a QB1. Miles Sanders is a RB2. A.J. Brown is a WR1. Devontae Smith had 4 targets, no catches last week. I don't know what the hell was going on with that. I'm going to say Devontae is a WR3. Dallas Goedert is a tight end 1. And that's about it on that side. So just to let you all know, like I said, the Tennessee and Buffalo game is Monday night. The Minnesota and Eagles game, that's also Monday night. So you got a double header on Monday Night Football. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to let you know who to start, everything went after all of these games over the weekend and Monday. I usually wait till Monday to go over the Monday night games and stuff. But, hey, I was on the road and just did all of them. So what I would do on Monday is just talk about all the games that took place on Sunday. This is Larry McCormick, Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast. Talk to you next time.